Have you heard of the dangerous new drink that's putting college kids at risk?
Police arrived to the house to find students passed out everywhere.
At just $3 a can, you can get very drunk, very fast, very cheaply.
The culprit was actually legal. A potent drink called Four Loko.
It didn't take long for Washington, D.C. officials to sound the alarm.
We must protect children from the severe and deadly consequences of drinks like Four Loko.
Senator Chuck Schumer says drinks like Four Loko pose a unique danger because they mix caffeine with alcohol. The FDA agrees.
The addition of the caffeine does not meet our legal standards for safety.
There's very little evidence to back up the idea that these products pose unique danger.
Jacob Sullum is a senior editor at Reason Magazine.
There are a grand total of two, which the FDA cites to show that drinking caffeinated alcoholic beverages is especially dangerous.
But Sullum says neither study proves that drinking Four Loko makes college students loco. It could be that college students drink the stuff only after they've decided to go loco.
So they're attributing to the caffeine something that might actually be due to the predispositions of the people who are attracted to these products. The combination of alcohol and caffeine is something that's quite familiar. It's nothing new. People have been doing this for many years with drinks like rum and cola, Irish coffee, more recently with things like Red Bull and vodka. There's nothing inherently dangerous about it.
But don't tell that to reporters.
Why is this legal? I guess that's a whole other conversation.
Actually, it's not legal.
We have determined that these products are not in compliance with the law.
Eventually, the federal government forced Four Loko's maker to pull its product by mid-November. The company then removed the caffeine by mid-December.
I mean, you cannot really understand a moral panic like this in rational terms. What happens is a particular substance or product is singled out and it becomes a scapegoat. Once it has been validated as a legitimate concern that Four Loko is this intolerable threat to the youth of America, then every story gets framed that way. And then the stories reinforce each other.
It's nicknamed Blackout in a Can, a wide awake drunks.
Blackout in a Can.
Wide awake drunks.
Anybody who wants to get caffeine with their alcohol has lots of other options. I mean, you can still mix Red Bull with vodka. You can still have Irish coffee. You can still buy all of these distilled spirits that are on the market that have caffeine in them.
But even if you aren't a Four Loko fan, you should still be worried, says Sullum.
If we accept this principle that the FDA has enunciated, which is that certain products can be banned because we're afraid that adults, grown-ups, will abuse them, then, you know, any product that has any risk associated with it, by that logic, might be banned tomorrow.
So which should worry us more? Mixing caffeine and alcohol or mixing reporters and politicians? For Reason TV, I'm Paul Dietrich.